sang sang sare hare hare rama hare rama 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 hare hare भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विश्वात्रा पृष्ठ भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री गोस्वामी त्रिभुपाद की जय। अंध कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर हरि प्रमानंदे हरि हरि वो ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस मॉर्निंग विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 24 chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. Text number 28. Ya paramam ramhasaha sakchat trigunat jiva sangitat bhagavantam वासुदेवं प्रपन्ना स प्रियो हि मे। य परं ब्रह्म साक्षात् य परं ब्रह्म साक्षात् त्रिगुणा जीव संगीता त्रिगुणा जीव संगीता भगवंतं वासुदेवं भगवंतं वासुदेवं प्रपन्न सप्रियो हि मे। प्रपन्न स प्रियो हि मे। य परमं ब्रह्म साक्षात् य परं ब्रह्म साक्षात् त्रिगुणा जीव संगीतात् भगवन्तं वासुदेवं प्रपन्न स प्रियो हि मे। प्रपन्न स प्रियो हि मे। और कोई? माता जी anyone param transcendental brahmasaha of the controller sakshat directly trigunat from three modes of material nature jiva sangita living entities called by the name jivas bhagavatam unto the supreme personality of godhead vasudeva unto krishna paramah prapanna surrender sa he priyaha very dear he undoubtedly may by me translation and purport by divine grace is Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai Lord Shiva continued, any person who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the controller of everything, material nature, as well as living entities, is actually very dear to me. Purpose. Now, Lord Shiva explains the reason he has personally come before the princess. It is because all the princes are devotees of Lord Krishna. As yesterday in Bhagavad Gita 7:19, Bahunam janmanamante jnanamanamam prapaddate Vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma sudurlabha. After many birth and death, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Lord Shiva is rarely seen by common men. And similarly, a person who is fully surrendered unto Vasudeva, Krishna is also very rarely seen. Lord Shiva is rarely seen by common men. And similarly, a person who is fully surrendered unto Vasudeva, Krishna, is also very rarely seen. Because a person who is fully surrendered unto the Supreme Lord is very rare. So, Mahatma Sudurlabha. Consequently, Lord Shiva came especially to see the Prachedas because they were fully surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Narari, pankha band kar dena. Vasudeva is also mentioned in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Since Vasudeva is the ultimate truth, Lord Shiva openly proclaims that one who is a devotee of Lord Vasudeva who is surrendered to Lord Krishna is actually very dear to him. Lord Vasudev, Krishna, is worshipable not only by the ordinary living entities, but by the demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and others. Yam Brahma Varunendra Ruddha Marutaha Stuvanti Divyaistavaha. Bhagavatam 12.13.1. Krishna is worshipped by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Varuna, Indra, Chandra, and all other demigods. That is also the situation with the devotee. Indeed, one who takes to Krishna consciousness immediately becomes very dear to anyone who is simply finding out and beginning to understand what Krishna consciousness actually is. Similarly, all the demigods are also trying to find out who is actually surrendered to Lord Vasudev. Because the Prachetas, princes, were surrendered to Vasudev, Lord Shiva willingly came forth to see them. Lord Vasudev or Krishna is described in Bhagavad Gita as Purushottama. Actually, he is in charge of Purusha and the Supreme. Uttama as well. He is the enjoyer of everything, the Prakriti and Purusha. Being influenced by the three modes of material nature, the living entities try to dominate material nature, but actually he is not a Purusha, enjoyer, but Prakriti, as described in Bhagavad Gita 7.5. Apareyam itastvannam prakritim viddhi me param. Thus the jiva or living entity is actually Prakriti, or the marginal energy of the Supreme Krishna, Supreme Lord. Being associated with material energy, he tried to lord it over the material nature. This is called, this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.7. Mamevansa jivaloka jivabhuta sanatana manasasthan indriyadi prakriti yanti karsati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental part. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind. By endeavoring to dominate material nature, the living entities simply struggle hard for existence. Indeed, he struggles so hard to enjoy himself that he cannot even enjoy the material resources. Thus, he is sometimes called Prakriti or Jiva. For he is situated in the marginal potency. When the living entity is covered with three modes of material nature, he is called Jiva Samhita. There are two kinds of living entities. One is called Chara, whereas other is called Akshara. Chara refers to those who are not conditioned. Chara refers to those who have fallen down and become conditioned. And Akshara refers to those who are not conditioned. The vast majority of living entities living in this spiritual world and are called Akshara. They are in the position of Brahman or pure spiritual existence. They are different from those who have been conditioned by three modes of material nature. Being eva both the Chara and Akshara, Lord Krishna, Vasudev is described in Bhagavad Gita 15.18 as Purushottamaha. The impersonalist may say that Vasudev is the impersonal Brahman, but actually the impersonal Brahman is subordinate to Krishna. I also confirm in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham, that Krishna is the source of impersonal Brahman, is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhato jagadandakoti. The impersonal Brahman is nothing but the effulgence or bodily ray of Krishna.
And in those bodily rays, there are innumerable universes floating. Thus, in all respect, Vasudev, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And Lord Shiva is very satisfied with those who are completely surrendered to Him. Completely surrender is desired by Krishna. As He indicates in the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Saradharman Parityajya, Mam Ekam Saranam Braja. The word Sakshat, meaning directly, is very significant. There are many so-called devotees, but actually they are only karmis and jnanis, for they are not directly devotees of Lord Krishna. The karmis sometimes offer the result of their activities to Lord Vasudev. And this offering is called karmarpanam. Karmarpanam. These are considered to be fruitive activities. For the karmis consider Lord Vishnu to be one of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Because they consider Lord Vishnu to be on the same level with the demigod, they contend that surrendering to the demigod is as good as the surrendering unto Vasudev. This contention is denied herein because if it were true, Lord Shiva would have said that surrender unto him, Lord Vasudev, Vishnu or Brahma is the same. However, Lord Shiva does not say this because he himself surrendered unto Vasudev. And whoever else surrendered unto Vasudev is very, very dear to him. This is expressed herein openly. The conclusion is that a devotee of Lord Shiva is not dear to Lord Shiva. The conclusion is that a devotee of Lord Shiva is not dear to Lord Shiva, but a devotee of Lord Krishna is very dear to Lord Shiva. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakchurjinimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadvi Aitapuro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Adamusu Purusam Bhukte Gunan Sodasa Sodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswadai Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In India, the position of Lord Shiva
is usually misunderstood by people in general. Of course, people in general, they are poor fond of knowledge about a spiritual truth, or they don't have much knowledge of Vedic scripture. Therefore, they create God of their own choice. Because we all are constitutionally a servant, and we cannot be happy without serving someone. If we start serving someone like mother, father, or society, or this one, that one, there's so much demand. But to fulfill those demands, they need a powerhouse. They need a source to provide all those demands. And since Lord Shiva is Ashutosh, so, but natural, they start worshipping Lord Shiva. And since He provides everything what they need, they declare Lord Shiva as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus they are bewildered. They even sampradaya called Brahma Kumari or something. They say everything comes from Lord Shiva. In Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Lord Shiva. There's so many things they talk. Anyway, they may talk anything, but we should accept what Lord Shiva is saying. That is the real truth. Mahajano jena katha supantha. And Lord Shiva is one of the Mahajan. Out of 12 Mahajan, Lord Shiva is one of the Mahajan. Lord Shiva is the greatest of all the devotees. Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu. He is a great devotee. So here, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, now we are going to hear the glory of Lord Shiva through His word, through His instruction to Prachitaj, or song sung by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is singing a song in glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva's position is usually misunderstood, because He is neither the living entities nor the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma is living entities, is clear. Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is clear. But Lord Shiva is marginal. Therefore, it is misunderstood. The position of Lord Shiva has been described in Brahma Samhita. Yathadadhi vikara vishesha yoga sanjayate nahittha samapaiti karjat yasambhutamitha samapaiti karjat govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Just like curd. Curd is not milk, but it's not different from milk. A product of milk. Same way Lord Shiva is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but He is not different from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, He is misunderstood. But for devotee of the Lord, who knows
the position of Krishna, who knows the position of all different demigods, for them it is very clear. We all are so fortunate to be follower of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we understand what is position of Krishna, what is position of even among the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Krishna, who is Vasudev, who is Rama, who is Narayan, who is Narasimha, who is Varaha. All the minute detail have been described. And it is easily available by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada through Chaitanya Charitamrita. So as the position of demigods, starting from Lord Shiva, Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, the position of living entities, the position of liberated and conditioned souls, everything is very, very clear. In Hindi we say, dudh ka dudh or pani ka pani. Prabhupada has made everything very clear. Dudh ka dudh, pani ka pani. We need to stick to Srila Prabhupada books. We need to study Srila Prabhupada books. And then we'll understand the position of, what is position of Lord Shiva, what is position of Krishna, what is position of Brahma, what is my position. Everything is very, very clear. Very clear. So we are very grateful and thankful to Srila Prabhupada for giving this Vedic scripture. So position of Lord Shiva has been misunderstood not only by ordinary people, even by his own beloved wife. Once while they were sitting, Mother Sati, she asked Lord Shiva when they were traveling. And she asked Lord Shiva when he offered obeisance to Lord Ramchandra. She asked, whom are you offering obeisances? He said, I am offering obeisances to Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, she said, no, but you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whole world except you as Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it has been described in Ramayana, Ramcharitmanas by Tulsidas, a great poet. This is a statement of Lord Shiva. He said, Kahahi sunahi asa adhama nara grase je moha pichas pakhandi hari pada vimukha janahi jhuthan saach. One who says that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shiva is saying to his beloved wife, kahahi, one who says, or sunahi, and one who hears, kahahi sunahi asa, like this, that Lord Shiva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, kahahi sunahi asa adhamanara, he is the lowest among the mankind. The statement of Lord Shiva, directly, kahahi sunahi asa adhamanara, grase je moha pichas, who had been hunted by this witch Maya. He is in Maya. If somebody is saying Lord Shiva is Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can safely say, Prabhu, you are in Maya. There is no doubt. Don't chant. If you are chanting, then you should hear. And if you are hearing Harikatha, then hear this one. One thing you do, not two things. So, grase je moha pichas. Then furthermore, he gives qualification. He said, pakhandi. He is pakhandi.
a cheater. Haripada Bhimukha is envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akhandi Haripada Bhimukha Janahi Jhunta Nasach. He do not have knowledge what is the truth and what is untruth. So this is a direct statement of Lord Shiva when his wife was bewildered. Even after hearing this thing, she was not satisfied. She said, no. It so happened sometime some devotee, they start glorifying their guru or someone whom they really respect more than required, become fanatic, they call. More than required means fanatic. They become fanatic. And that person says, no, I am not that. He said, no, he's just being humble. He's just being humble. My guru is so advanced. He's just being humble. He's trying, he's telling that, hey, I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am only one of these servants. I am not pure devotee. But they said, no, he's just being humble. Even to understand that pure devotee being humble had to be understood by someone who is pure. Everybody cannot understand that also. So Sati, she did not believe in the word of Lord Shiva. And she wanted to test Lord Ramchandra. I am sure you must have heard this past time, that how Sati went to test Lord Ramchandra and she disguised herself as Mother Sita. Lord Shiva went to Kailas. He was sitting in meditation and he was observing what's happening. So Sati has become Sita. And she kept going in front of Lord Ram, where he was crying out for his beloved wife Sita. She kept going one time, two time, three time. So eventually, Lord Ramchandra asked Bhavani, how come you are wandering alone here? Where is Bhutnath? Where is Lord Shiva? And as soon as she heard this thing, she started sweating. She was dressed like Sita. But Lord Ramchandra understood. So immediately she bowed down as a Sati. And when she got up, she saw same Ram everywhere. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Saw same Ram everywhere. She was so ashamed. She went back to Kailas. And Lord Shiva, he has Sati Asan, place for sitting in left side. He took that asan at putting right side. So when Sati saw that asan has been put in right side, she was wondering, how come he put my asan right side? My position is Bamabhaga, left side. So Lord Shiva said, no, the superior should sit right side. Superior should sit right side. Junior can sit left side. So she said, when did I become superior? I am only your servant. I am your wife. He said, you were my wife, but now you are my superior. You are Bhagavati Sita from now on for me. Therefore, please take your seat. And that was the cause for her to commit suicide. And then she came Parvati. So one misunderstanding, Lord Shiva is teaching by his own beloved wife that she had to go up to committing suicide. So you all can understand, one who considers Shiva as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and trying to put Krishna or Vishnu Tattva down, what happens to them? How many times they had to commit a spiritual suicide? They are committing every day. So the position of Lord Shiva is very unique. Therefore, we should understand Lord Shiva through a scripture very nicely. So that is the position of Lord Shiva, that he is a great devotee, he is one of the Mahajana, listed in the list of 12 Mahajana. So this song is sung by Mahajan, one of the Mahajan, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is speaking. We have heard how the son of Maharaj Prachin Barahi, the Prachetaj, when they were asked for creation, get married and start production, byproducts, and of course they knew the meaning of producing children. Nowadays people, they do not understand that getting married is life of responsibility, just not a free burden, freehold, but a burden. Producing children is also a responsible job. Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami, when he was asked, he said, if I was sure that my children will become devotee, I would have not mind to produce hundreds of children. But it's a gambling. It's gambling. If you are a father, and if you cannot deliver your child, then you are not really a father. Pitanu sasyat. That father is not father if you cannot deliver a dependent. Deliver a dependent. Shyam Bihari, I see every day you read something. No. Close that book. I know you are reading 7th Canto Bhagavatam. I have seen myself. You are one of the council member. No, that's not. When Sukadeva Goswami was speaking, Parikshit didn't have Bhagavatam in front of him. Hearing. Be attentive in hearing. What I was saying? I was saying, be attentive in hearing. That was your last thing. Anyway, so it is a responsible job to be a father. So Pracheta, they are well educated in science of Krishna consciousness. After all, they were the son of Maharaj Prachin Barahi, whose daughter was the daughter of the ocean, such a beautiful lady, who was Prachin Barahi was proposed by Lord Brahma to marry her. So they are not ordinary marriage, and the children are not ordinary children. They knew the purpose of life. The purpose of life is not eating, sleeping, mating and depending. The purpose of life is closing down the business in this material world and going back home, back to Godhead. That's only one purpose. No other purpose. So the Pracheta, they knew. And therefore they set forth for performing tapasya. Tapahapati. They went to perform tapasya to the Lord, who is the master of tapasya, tapaspati. The word has been tapaspati. And when they are going to serve, they met Lord Shiva. Actually, devotee of the Lord, when they see somebody coming to Krishna, they always want to give their hand to please come, not to push them down. That's the nature of devotees. Please come up. Not to push them down, bring them up. When Dhruva Maharaj left home in search of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he went to forest, Narad Muni came to bless him. Of course, he tested him in beginning, but when he passed the test, what did he do?
he described about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How does he look like? Where does he reside? What are the way and means to achieve him? All the sadhana bhakti was given by Narad Muni. And Dhruv Maharaj went and did as he teach. As Narad Muni had taught. And what happened? Sure enough, he had darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same way, if we are seeking the audience with Supreme Personality of Godhead, if we have joined ISKCON to serve Krishna, I heard somebody say that ISKCON has everything. ISKCON is like Kalvriksha. You can get anything you want. You want ticket to America, you get ticket to America. You want a good wife, you get a good wife. You want name, fame, glory, you get name, fame, glory. Whatever you want, you get it. But choice is yours. Dhruv Maharaj's choice was very clear. He was given everything to choose. But he chose the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Narad Muni gave proper instruction. Same way, if we choose to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and have audience with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, know any other thing. How did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take Rupa Goswami? Labh puja pratisthadi jada upasakha gaun. They are the upasakha of devotional service. They are not the real branch. So we should cut it. If you want the tree to go up and if there some other creeper comes, then we move aside. Same other desire comes, move aside. By the help of Guru and Vaishnava. So, a bona fide spiritual master, he can guide a sincere and intelligent devotee. Intelligence had to be there. Once, Prabhupada called Giriraj Swami in Vrindavan in late 70s. In 77, one of the last days. And he asked Giriraj Swami, so, when I go, how will society run? How you all will go back home, back to Godhead? So Giriraj Swami said, No. There were once Prabhupada was sitting, I am just mixing two things, with some other devotees. And Prabhupada asked, so what is requirement for going back home, back to Godhead? Somebody said, Prabhupada, we need to be very serious in spiritual life. Somebody said, we need to be serious and sincere. Now Prabhupada looked at Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who was considered the most intelligent in ISKCON. They looked at him, Prabhupada looked at him, and Prabhupada said, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, an intelligence. Prabhupada said, yes, sincerity, seriousness, and intelligence. These three things require for going back home, back to God. The intelligence. Sometime we may be very serious in a spiritual life, and Maya will come. If you are not intelligent, you will not be able to overcome that Maya. Sometimes we are very serious in spiritual life. And somebody will come, Prabhu, I need a pujari in America. I am ready to give you a ticket. Or something will come. Not that way, it's a joke, but something will come which will drag you eventually in Maya. Eventually it will drag in Maya and fall in trap. But if intelligence is there, then it is all the very safe side. Therefore, intelligence we do not have. We need to acquire intelligence. And intelligence comes from hearing Harikatha. From hearing Harikatha. is studying with devotees. Intelligence comes. Sincerity and seriousness is there. Should be, must be. But intelligence comes from association with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi, Lo Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi. So intelligence is required. So, Lord Shiva or Narada, they are there to help us. Whole Guru Parampara is there to help us. But if we have unflinching desire to surrender to Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they are there. Prachetas, they had this unflinching desire to obtain the audience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Shiva appeared. And he said, Yuyam Vedisam Putraha Viditam. Viditam Bas Chikrishitam Anugrahaya Bhadramva Evam Me Darsanam Kritam. Such a wonderful thing, he said. My dear son of Maharaj Prachin Varahi, I know all of your desire, why you have left your home, why you are coming. Since you have a very pure desire, therefore I am visible to you. Evam me darsanam kritam. Evam means certainly. Therefore, you all have my audience. You have my audience. It's not very easy to have darshan of Lord Shiva. But they got his darshan. And he said, Anugrahaya Bhadram. Anugrahaya. I will show my mercy to all of you. Why Lord Shiva is showing his mercy? So he is explaining in this verse the cause of anugraha. What is the cause that Lord Shiva is showing his anugraha? And the cause is Bhagavantam Vasudevah Yasakchad Bhagavantam Vasudevah Prapanna Sahime Priha. This is the cause of showing anugraha. That since you all are prapannaha, prakrishna rupena, totally 101% surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I always give a sample of the word prapanna is like an infant child, newly born baby. Newly born baby is prapanna to mother. And when baby becomes sick, doctor does not come and inject, but doctor gives the medicine through mother. Because the child is totally dependent on mother. And when then mother gives the milk to child and child becomes cured. That's what happening before, but I don't know what they are doing now. Now they are doing operation after childbirth or everything. Anyway. But that was, so maybe you have to change the example also. Before if you say this thing, people will understand immediately. But now if you say then, they have to think, hey, no. Newly born also they go through operation, this thing, that thing. Anyway. Adi prapanna. In Bhagavad Gita, when the word prapanna comes, then it becomes the duty bound of the person whom that person has surrendered. In Bhagavad Gita, the word prapanna has been described in Bhagavad Gita 2.7. Karpanya dosa upahata svabhava prikshami tvam dharma samuddha chetaha yasseyan nischitan bruhitan me sisasteham sadhimam tvam prapanna. Prapanna. The prachetas, they are prapanna. To whom? Bhagavantam. To the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the possessor of
six opulences.
Bhagavantam. What is his name?
Vasudeva. Very clear. Now the Vasudeva is very bewildering also.
Vasudeva means, of course, son of Vasudeva. And this thing, what we know. But Vasudeva also means Sarvamiti, one who is all-pervading everywhere. Virat Roop of the Lord. That is also called Vasudeva. And then it has been clear, very clearly, that who is Vasudeva. Bhagavantam Vasudeva, fine. But he is all-pervading. Then he says, that Vasudeva. He talking about specifically the Prachetas were surrendered to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Yah Param Rahasam Sakshat Triguna Jiva Sanghitat. One who is the Supreme Controller, one who is controller of the material nature, as well as the living entities. That Vasudeva. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mayadakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetunane Vakanteya Jagatvi Parivartate Mayadakshena. Any intelligent person can understand that season is changing. Sometime air coming from east, sometime from west. Sun is setting, sun is rising. If we need to do something, if the sound system had to be fixed, Sandipani Prabhu has to be there. If you are driving car, you have to change gear, a person has to be there. So all these material things, material world things happening, seasons are changing, sun is rising on time, setting on time. Wind is coming from this side, that side, all these things. So who is changing all these things? There must be engineer, must be a driver. And Krishna says, that's me, Mayadhakshena Prakriti, under my direction. He does not have to do himself. Say, Mayadhakshena, I am adhyaksha, I am director, I am directing. Krishna has unlimited energy who are doing all these things, but under his direction. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra said, Janamadasya tunyad itarataha charthesha vigyaha swarat. Itarataha. Everything emanates from the Him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His controller of everything. And then Jiva, Jiva Sangita. And Prabhupada quotes that from 15th chapter. Mame vansa jiva loka jiva bhuta sanatana manasasthani indriyani prakriti yanti karsati. They are struggling in this material world, which is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although they are the part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, these prachetas, they were surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller of this material world, as well as the living entity who thinks that I am the enjoyer in this material world. They are also controlled. We all are controlled. Material world is control, and we all are also control. And who is the controller of both? That is Bhagavantam Vasudeva. Bhagavan Vasudeva. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O Prachetaj, you are surrendered to Him. Therefore, Sapriyo, He means certainly, no doubt. Anyone who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, they are very dear to all the devotees, all the Mahajana, including Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva declares here, Prapanna sa priyohime. That person is very, very dear to me. So, if we become dear to Lord Shiva, is easy way to become dear to Lord Shiva. Since even if you think that you want material possession, and you need to go to Shiva temple
I see some of our devotees also they go. There is nothing wrong, Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. But if you are here, then why you need to go there? Lord Shiva will become very happy if you use that time by chanting two more round or by having darshan here. No need of doing all those things. This is not Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy is very, very clear. Rupa Goswami, one of the songs, he sung this. And we are Rupanug Vaishnava. We must know this fact, philosophical fact, that we don't need to depend on anybody but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in particular, age of Kali, only on the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. If there were any other thing, the Brahmanadiya Purana would have said something else. He said, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Hi Kevalam. Eva Hi Kevalam. But nothing more. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. There's no other way, no other way, no other way. Only way is through chanting of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. So this is best way to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this particular age of Kali. And if you do that, then Lord Shiva will be very pleased with us. And if he is pleased, he has those, he will give anything you want. Like people, they want to become rich and they worship Lakshmiji. Or if you want to become rich, worship Narayan. Lakshmi will come automatically. Lakshmi always goes after Narayan. So if you want a favor from Lord Shiva, then chant Hare Krishna. Lord Shiva will become very happy. He said, Swame Priya. That person become He Priya. He means certainly very pure, very dear. So indirectly he is saying, my dear Prachetaj, you all have taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowingly who He is. Therefore, He said, the controller of the material world as well as all the living entities. Definition is given. So you know this thing. Therefore, you are very dear to me. Since you are very dear to me and we are in same boat, we are in same boat. So let us have machita madgata prana bodhayanta prasparam kathayantaschamam nityam tusyanti cha ramanti cha. Let us talk about Krishna. And therefore, Lord Shiva starts singing the song glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which you will be hearing from tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Mike? Who has a mic?
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your lecture. I heard Mayavadi says Lord Shiva and Lord Shankar is different. Lord Shiva have no form, Shankar have form. So they are different.
Lord Shiva and Lord
Shankar is different. They are not same. Mayavadi says the ling is Lord Shiva and form is Lord Shankar.
What? Ling is?
Lord Shiva.
Huh?
And the form is Lord Shankar. So Lord Shiva have no form.
Why should you accept what Mayavadi says? You should accept what Bhagavatam says.
So what is that? That's why I...
Why should I... I do not know what Mayavadi says. I know only what Bhagavatam says. Why should you accept and I tell what Mayavadi says? I am not Mayavadi teacher. I am supposed to speak from Bhagavatam. So, and did I speak this thing in class? This is a private question, you can ask me privately. You ask what I spoke in class. Private question can be asked. Come and ask. My office is open always.
Hare Krishna. Because here is the word Vasudevam. So you mentioned Vasudevam Sarvamiti. He is everywhere. But we find a sloka in Bhagavatam, I think, 10th canto somewhere, that Krishna Anya Jatu Shambhuta. Krishna Anya Jatu Shambhuta. He is different Krishna, like Vasudev, son of Vasudev. So he never goes to Vrindavan, never is. And the son of Nanda Maharaj is always residing in Vrindavan, never goes out of Vrindavan. Again, Vasudevam Sarvamiti, he is in everywhere. So what actually is this difference between Vasudev Krishna and Nanda Nandan Krishna?
Vasudev Krishna and?
And Nanda Nandan Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj.
Nanda Nandan Krishna is full with all the opulences. And from him comes Balaram, then Chaturbhuja. That Vasudev in the Chaturbhuja. Vasudev, Sankarsan, Anuruddha and Pradyumna. One of the expansion of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like I can say the temple president and a department head. Both have service to do. But, you know, department head doing on behalf of the president is like expending. President I expend it in form of a department head. The gross example, but this is how it is. So Krishna had expended Vasudev one way, they all are Krishna. Vasudev, Ram, Narasingha, Bara. In general sense, but if you go in minute, then we only worship Brajanandan Syam. Radha Krishna Pranamur Jugala Kishor Janama Marane Gati Ar Nahimur. Only Radha Krishna. Not even Vasudev, not Mathuras, not Dwarikadhish. Okay?
My question is relating to Navavidha Bhakti. See, all the nine limbs of devotional service are liberation, means we can say surrender. So, Pujanam, Archanam, all this. And each Navavidha Bhakti has one devotee associated, like Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj. So, which is the greatest example of surrender? And in our ISKCON Sampradaya, amongst all these devotees, which is the highest devotee according to our, like, and who is the object of worship, like Radha, amongst all these, like Prahlad Maharaj worship Narasimha, then Parishit Maharaj, like he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, and so on, like, so according to you, which is the greatest devotee and which is the greatest surrender?
Prabhupada did not give any discrimination in all of them. They all are great devotees. They are example of following this Navadha Bhakti. Parikshit Maharaj obtained the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Destination, simply by hearing. So if you hear Harikatha, you can attain that. You can also do, not only Parikshit, you can also do. Sukadeva Goswami by speaking, you can also do that. And Bali Maharaj by Atma Nivedanam. You know? But anything you can do. Or Amrit Maharaj, who did all Navadha Bhakti. You can also do that. But there is nothing like, of course, the description is there in Brihad Bhagavata Amrit. But their topmost devotees are, of course, everyone knows, the Gopis of Vrindavan, nobody else. So there, it has gone from Prahlad, you know, Brahma, Shiva, Prahlad Maharaj, Hanumanji, Pandavaj, then slowly. Then again, Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, and ultimately Madhurya. Gopis are the topmost devotee of the Lord. Gopir Bhartu Padakamalayo Dasanu Dasanu Das. Therefore, we are supposed to serve Gopir Bhartu Padakamalayo Dasanu Das. Jo gopiyon ke bharan poshan karne wale hain, unke dason ke dason ke dason ka das banna hai. Prahlad Maharaj ek das hai. Dhruv Maharaj Jivan Das. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. If Gadi Sati is a Vaishnavi, so why not Gadi Sati is a Vaishnavi, so why not she understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Well, you should go and ask her. I don't know why she didn't understood, or maybe Krishna was, you know, Lord Ram wanted to perform a Leela, or Lord Shiva wanted to perform a Leela. How do we know? So why do we speculate? Why do we speculate? Lord Ram knew about Sita, about Ravan. Ram knew that Ravan had stolen Sita. So there are many things would have happened.
Why did Ram is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew that deer is nothing but a, you know, imaginary golden deer. Why did he go after the deer? Why has no answer? How has answer? You ask, how I can answer? Why? Why? He's proud. Other question? I think in asking question, we should hear first classes very nicely. And if you hear class, if some question comes, ask from the classes. This kind of question, you can ask privately, no problem. Yes. Bamandev Das. Because Bamandev apna pair uthaye the, haath nahi uthaye the.
Prabhuji, I just want to ask, you know, we know one story of Shati's giving up the body after her father's, you know, the sacrifice, in the sacrifice. And then again you mentioned here that she gave up the body when...
No, I just told the story in short that this was the reason that Sati gave up her body. Of course she gave up in her father fire sacrifice, but this was the reason. Because any wife who has been rejected, आजकल कर दो तो सादिसरा कर लेगी वो, divorce करो तो सरदारी कर लेगी, उस समय नहीं आत्महत्या।
And in connection of your explaining the sincerity for surrender, here I just remember one, you know, what is called the something from Radhanath Swami's lecture. He gave this class here in Juhu. Once he said that humility and the king's sincere attempt. This king means how Pratap Rudra, he was enabled to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although formally he was abandoned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Maharaj is saying that humility and the king's sincere attempt to serve the Lord made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu show his mercy to see him.
But you must know that was done with intelligence. He went to Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda. That is intelligence. Everything he did with intelligence. That was a sincere, serious, sincere with intelligence. If he had no intelligence, he was sincere, serious, he could have run directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't do that. He used intelligence. Yeah, hidden. It is hidden. Hidden meaning. Any other question? Asim Prabhu ka hai.
Hare Krishna. Lord Shiva is a great Vaishnava. If someone wants to take help from Lord Shiva for advancement of devotional service, so there is a something wrong or in example?
No, there is nothing wrong like Gopi Vrindavan. They worship Lord Shiva, there is nothing wrong in that. But if it is done for the, you know, service of the Lord, fine. But done for ulterior motive. I mean, usually we have seen a pure devotee can serve, worship Lord Shiva for his mercy. A contaminated devotee always get contamination. So therefore, we need to, Prabhupada use this word, blink. In the horse, you have blinking? Blinkers, right? So we have to tie this blinker, not this way, not that way. Once you are used to, then it is easy way. Then you know your position. But in beginning stage, stick to sadhana bhakti, what is given by sadhu, shastra and guru. But once become pure devotee, yes, like Parcheta, they could say, you are Sivar, I don't want to see it. No, they heard from him. In Bhagavatam, it is Vaishnava Namethasam, he is great Vaishnava. And our duty is to associate with great Vaishnava. But we should be careful in associating with great Vaishnava also. We might commit some offense sometime, like Ravana. Ramana also did it, but what happened? All the Bada Panditha. Therefore, we should do what our Acharya has said. All right. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.